Baruch
Atah. Oh, getting
into gentlemen, we're about to go in, unfortunately, to a period of time during the course of the summer where we diminish our happiness a bit, we diminish various things, and we start with customs, I would say, of mourning that get into Dinin Derabbanan as we get closer to Rosh Chodesh Av and further. And the first stop on the way is the fast day, of course, of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, which we always hope and pray that will turn into a yontif yet. But if it doesn't, I would like to talk this morning about the actual character of the day, and to be more precise, what exactly is the day all about? To put it another way, what are we supposed to do on that day or think about besides not eating and drinking? If you look at the Shulchan Aruch on the right side of the page, the Shulchan Aruch brings the following halacha in Simon Tav Kuf Mem Tet 548 Seif Aleph. Chayavim li'itanot b'tisha ba'av b'yudzayin b'tamuz u'b'gimu b'tishrei v'sara b'tevet. What's missing from the list?
Tisha
B'av. I see Tisha B'av. I'm sorry. What's missing from the list? Ta'anis Esther. Ta'anis Esther is a whole different story. Take it out of the discussion today. But these four fast days, which we all know are the four fast days that are written in the famous Pasuk in Zechariah chapter Chet, that talks about these days turning into yontivs one day, Tzoma Revi'i, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shvi'i, Tzoma Asiri, these four fast days, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to fast on. Why? Look at the bolded letters and tell me why. Bitnei dvarim haraim she'iru bahem, which means what?
Bad things happened.
Because the bad things that happened on them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If you look at the Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam has a whole long laws of fast days called Ilchot Ta'aniyot. Not an original name, but that's what he calls it. The first four chapters deals with what we call ad hoc fast days. What are ad hoc fast days?
Drought.
Correct. If there's a drought or if there's any other reason to fast. And that's what the Rambam deals with. And then all of a sudden, in the fifth parak, he deals with what we call the historic fast days. The fast days that are on the calendar, unfortunately, every year. Again, take Ta'anis Esther out of the discussion. Yesh sham yamim, shekol Yisrael mitanin bahem, mishnei bipnei atzarot she'iru bahem, kedei lo orer halevalo, halevavot, v'liftoach tarkei tshuva. V'yez ha'zikaron ma'aseinu ha'ra'im u'ma'asei avoteinu sh'haya k'ma'aseinu ata with an ayin ad shekaram lahem v'lanu otam atzarot. Does anyone around the table see a difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? Go slow. First and foremost, what's the difference? Without reading a word, just looking at them, what's the difference?
Well, he says a lot more.
Very good. He says a lot more. That's the first difference. Shulchan Aruch is very concise.
Right.
And the Rambam is very long. Number two, according to the Rambam, why do we fast on these four fast days?
It's a zichron.
Mipnei atzarot she'iru bahen, there are terrible things that happened. Kedei lo'orer ha'levavot v'liftoach darkei ha'tshuva, in order to arouse the hearts and to open the paths to repentance. V'yez ha'zikaron ma'aseinu ha'ra'im u'ma'asei avoteinu sh'haya k'ma'aseinu ata. And the Rambam goes further and says that by fasting on these days, we remember the terrible sins that they did, which is like what we do today. The Rambam's assumption is if these days don't turn into yontivs, then their terrible actions are our terrible actions. Maybe some have been diminished, but not totally. And therefore the Rambam says, "Shebich zichron dvarim elu nashuv lehetiv." By remembering what they did, we will change. And then he goes on and tells what the fast days are. You can see the fast days, we all know, the four fast days. What's the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? First is length, but secondly, according to the Rambam, why do you fast? It is a means to tshuva. According to the Shulchan Aruch, why do you fast?
Commemorative.
To remember. It's a terrible day. Let's put it in other words. According to the Rambam, the fast is a means to tshuva, a means to an end. What's the end? To do tshuva, to repent. According to the Shulchan Aruch, what's the reason for the fast day?
To To commemorate the events.
Now, we are not in any which way going to read the Shulchan Aruch and say, well, that's strange. I mean, on our calendar today, we have Memorial Day. We don't fast. In Israel, we have Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaShoah. We don't fast. But the truth of the matter is, that's maybe us today, should. But maybe we should. How do I know maybe we should? Can anyone give me two precedents in the Ashkenazi communities where that's exactly what they did? Am I going to deal with all the fast days written in Shulchan Aruch that we don't fast today? The day that this person died, Aaron, HaKohen, whatever. I'm saying two events that happened in our Jewish history in the Ashkenazi communities, that the Ashkenazi community says, this is awful, this is terrible, we have to make a fast day.
The Crusaders,
there was no fast day that I know of. That I know of. It could be there was. Before the Crusades, there was something. When was the first blood libel?
In York.
York, England. The second blood libel was in France. There was a blood libel against the Jews. I think 12, 13 Jews were killed. And they made a fast day on which day of the month and year? A year, forget about. The 20th of Sivan. If you ever look in a siddur and you see Slichos, the Kaf Sivan, it started with a blood libel in France. Well, the Jews were deported from that part of Europe and they started to end up in Poland, in Germany, in that part. Well, life continues. The medieval ages were not exactly the best time for the Jews. We come to 1648, 1649, in Hebrew, Tach Vetat, and there was terrible things that happened. Why? Chmelnytsky massacres, which killed thousands of Jews. The difference between the Crusades and the Chmelnytsky massacres is not so much the amount of Jews killed, but rather it was such a short period of time that so many Jews were killed. And he decimated and killed and almost eradicated the communities in what we call Eastern Europe. And they made a fast day to remember these terrible events. So blood libel, on the one hand, from France, Chmelnytsky massacres on the other. The France fast day sort of weeded out. The fast day of Kaf Sivan from the Chmelnytsky massacres actually stayed around by thousands of Jews till the Shoah, until the Holocaust. We have Slichos in the Siddur. We have Ataz. We have others that talk about all the Jewish people, Nahagu, to fast on those days. So it's not strange to us that when there's a terrible thing that happens, we fast to commemorate it.
Why isn't there a fast for the Shoah?
Good question. Why isn't there a fast for the Shoah? That is a very, I would say, at this point, that is a very loaded question. It deserves a lecture in and of itself. How do we commemorate the Holocaust today? It is not something that I can answer on one foot.
When you spoke about, you said they commemorate these prior events, but in Slichot, the fact they're in Slichot means...
We're going in order, Bruce. We're going to get there. So we just found two reasons to fast. One is a means to tshuva, and the other is a means to remember. That's the way I read the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Well, end of the day, we're going to fast. So what do we care what the reason is? You can't eat, you can't drink. It's uncomfortable, and it's summer, and it's long. So who cares what the reason is? Well, as we learned around this table many times, you can read a Rambam like this and a Shulchan Aruch like this and say there's a huge difference between them on one condition. What's the condition? If we can find halachic ramifications between them. If at the end of the day there is no ramification, then who cares? I'm serious, who cares? So very nice, we can talk about it, and we can give a drasha about it Friday night, and between Mincha and Ba'ir, if you have nothing better to say. But if you're going to give a halachic shir, and you're going to say, I found a big difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says you fast as a means to tshuva, and the Shulchan Aruch says you fast as a means to remember. Let's see if there's ramifications between them. Ramification number one. What happens if the fast falls on Shabbos? So in our contemporary calendar, none of the fast days can fall on Shabbos, with the exception of Tzom Gedalia, which we push off to Sunday, as you all know. And this year, Shavuot, Esrei B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av fall out on Shabbos, which we push off to Sunday. So the statement I just made a minute ago, it can never fall out on Shabbos, makes no sense. But there's one fast day that actually can fall out on Friday. Which is it? Esrei B'Tammuz. What happens when the fast day falls out on Friday? So if you look... So the Abu Draham on the right side, on the left side of the page, says Mr. Weiser, says that indeed only Asara B'Teves is Mishunem Mishara Tahaniyot, Shima Yachal B'Shabbat, La Yechulim Litchotol Yom Acher. Asara B'Tevis is different than all the other fast days. Shivasa B'Tamuz Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, as well as some Gedalia, you push it off to Sunday, no brainer. When it comes to Asara B'Tevis, it's different. Why? He brings a whole razzle-dazzle, something that, in my humble opinion, is against the way any Gzeira Shava works. What's a Gzeira Shava? You take a phrase from one Pasuk, you take a phrase from another Pasuk, say it's the same phrase, it must be the same law. So with regard to Yom Kippur in the Biblical Torah, and Sefer Vayikra says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And in Sefer Yechezkel, with regard to Asara B'Tevis, it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And he says, oh, Gzeira Shava, just like you fast on Yom Kippur if it falls out on Shabbos, so too, you fast on Asara B'Tevis if it falls out on Shabbos. Let's take a break a second. Anyone find a problem with that Gzeira Shava?
It's from the Torah and from...
You're taking Torah and Nevi'im. You don't do Gzeira Shavas like that. Number two, if you look at the context, the Torah is talking about Yom Kippur and what we do, and Yechezkel is talking about the events that happened that day. He doesn't talk about the fast day. He's not even talking about fasting in that context. But forget about the context, you just don't make Gzeira Shavas from Torah to Nevi'im, and especially Gzeira Shavas that are not given to us by Masoret. So it's a very problematic one, but if it falls out on Friday, we all know what to do. So it doesn't fall out on Shabbos, that's the good news. However, that's the Abu Dram. When the Beis Yosef brings the Abu Dram, he says, with due respect, I don't find any evidence of the Abu Dram in any of the contemporary poskim that I have based my book on. If you look on the right side of the page, he says, the Rambam says, and I quote, "She'chad me'arba'at somot," one of the four fast days, all four, "she'chal liyot b'shabbat," if it came out on Shabbos, "dochino tolachar shabbat." So if any of the fast days fell out on Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday. He doesn't say it, except for Asar B'Tevis, that's different. And indeed, Arava Magid, which is a Magid Mishneh, says the same thing, and he says, why? When it's a very bad fast day, you push it off. Now, let's plug this wonderful idea about Asar B'Tevis back into the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam we started for. If it's a day of tshuva, if it's a day of tshuva, can you do tshuva on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Why not? Yom Kippur is a typical example of a day of tshuva where we do it on Shabbos. But if it's a day of mourning, you don't mourn on Shabbos. We don't have public mourning on Shabbos. And if all the Jewish people would not eat their children, but rather would be fasting, it would be public mourning on Shabbos.
Why is that public? It's in your home.
Pardon?
That's in the privacy of your home. Kiddush.
There's no kiddush. There's no people are walking around hungry. It totally is going to eradicate what we call on a Shabbos. So quite frankly, if you think about it, that's exactly a ramification between them. If you say that it's a day of tshuva, no problem with tshuva. As a matter of fact, we even say to God on Shabbos, make us more spiritual. What's the only petition that we have in the Shmoneh Esrei, called the Shmoneh Esrei, the Amida of Shabbos? We took out all the 13 blessings of petition. We put in a blessing instead. Friday night is different from Shabbos morning, which is different from Musaf, which is different from Mincha. There's only one thing that's the same, Bruce. Which is it? In the middle blessing of Shabbos, what is the only paragraph that's the same? Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Mincha. Perhaps with one little grammatical difference of bo, ba, and bum. Gatcheinu b'mitzvotecha. Sanctify me with your mitzvos. V'ten chilkeinu b'toratecha. Very spiritual petition about Shabbos. So if we can spiritually petition God on Shabbos for that, I'm sure we can ask God to machzir us b'tshuva on Shabbos. We have a precedent of Yom Kippur. On the other hand, if it's because of mourning, and the way we express mourning is by fasting, obviously it has no place on Shabbos. All that is well. All that is good. There's only one problem with my logic. Who was the one that says... You push off the fast to Sunday. The Rambam. And he happened to be the one that said that the fast is about tshuva. So I could be right, but the only problem is I can't plug it into the Rambam. I could be right in my logic, but I can't plug it into the Rambam. So let's look at another ramification, which is far more relevant than the first one. Because as I said, they barely ever come out on Shabbos, and we don't push them off. In general, we push them off. Yeah.
Why not say that tshuva de-link it from fasting? So you can do tshuva on Shabbat. You can't fast. Okay, so do tshuva. In some other fasting. Interesting. Why look at the fasting?
No, the Rambam says the way to do tshuva on these days is by fasting. That's going to be the means. You could say I could do it without fasting. Yeah. That's fine. But the way we commemorate these days is in this fashion. So can we plug that in? Is it something that will combine itself with Shabbos or be counter to Shabbos? That's what the question is on the table. Now, you're saying I can do tshuva without fasting. I think that's absolutely correct. And indeed, we have a Seret Yemei Tshuva, and we can do tshuva all year. You're absolutely right. But there's no question that if you're a little uncomfortable, because you're not eating and drinking, you'll be doing maybe perhaps do more tshuva.
You're commemorating, and you're doing tshuva. You're simply not fasting.
I think that Bruce has made a beautiful chumra that this Shabbos, since it's Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, all the Jewish people should do tshuva, even without fasting. Good chumra. I like what you said. Let's go to ramification number two, which is far more relevant. This week, a person, a bride and a groom, good Jewish people, got married. Sunday, they're in the middle of their Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas is considered like a yontiv for the chasen and the kala for the bride and the groom. To the extent that there's even an Isser Malacha, they shouldn't do Malacha during those days. They should enjoy. They should be in festivities. Very nice. Obviously, if you're enjoying and you're festive, you don't fast. So the question is, does a chasan and a kala fast on a Shivasar B'Tammuz? So I'll just say, for your edification, that if indeed it's a year like this, namely, it's a Nitche, it's not Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, we're pushing it off to Sunday, there's obviously much more room to be lenient on this question. But on a regular Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, if indeed there's a chasan and a kala, and they got married a few days prior, and now they're coming to the fast day of Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, and they wake up in the morning with their white shirt and their beautiful festive clothing, because they're in the middle of festivities, do they fast or not? Look on the right side, left side of the page, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'nahagusha hachatan v'hakala mitanin b'yom chupatan." The Ramah brings the minhag that a chasan and a kala can fast and should fast on the day they get married. Explains the base Shmuel. Barama means it bet tamim, and the first time he gives is mishum duhu yom slicha didahu venim chalavonot tehem. Says the Maharam means, why do a chasan and a kala fast on their wedding day? To do tshuva. We all know that it's like a personal Yom Kippur for the chasan and the kala. And thus there's a minhag that when they daven mincha on the day of their wedding, they say the full vidui that we say on Yom Kippur. So it's a day of tshuva. So it's a day of festivities, there's no question. A chasan and a kala getting married is the one. It's the biggest simcha in Judaism. You're supposed to have Shabbos clothing. Yontif clothing, which is a day of simcha, should be even more nicer than your Shabbos clothing. And your wedding clothing should be even nicer than your Yontif clothing. It comes along, the Shulchan Aruch, and says, and that's all fine and good. And even though it's a day of simcha, what can combine with simcha? Fasting for tshuva. Once again, what can combine with simcha? Fasting with tshuva. So there's no problem for a chasan to say, I'm in the middle of my shivat yemei hamishteh, my sheva brachas, and I'm happy, and I just got married, and it's still okay to do tshuva. Because after all, on my wedding day, I could fast. So kal v'chomer, when the wedding day is over, and I'm just in the sheva brachas, I can probably fast. On the other hand, if you look on the left side of this page, is a long bir halacha. The bir halacha was written by the same author of the Mishnah Berurah. Who was the Mishnah Berurah? The Chafetz Chaim. By the way, his real name wasn't Chafetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha. I'll leave that to you to figure out his name. But Rav Yisrael Meir Kagan indeed wrote in his Bir Halacha, which is a super interpretation to his Mishnah Berurah, Katav HaRitva, B'Sof Ta'anit, the Ritva says, the Ritva is one of the Rishonim, Chatan Shechar Achad Mi'arba'a Tzomot B'toch Yemei Simcha Libo, Mistaber Li Shu Chayav Li Tanot Bahem. Da'af Agav Di Yemei Regel V'Simcha Shelo Hi, Ve'en Avilut Chadasha Achala Bahem, Ve'en Simcha Ela Ba'achila, Kedarmin On Gabei Regalim. Says the Ritva, he has to fast. And even though, it's a day of Simcha for him, and if he was in the middle of a Shever Brachas, and Chas V'Shalom, his father died, or his mother died, he would not sit Shiva until after the Sheva Brachas. Says the Ritva, Mikol makom, kivan deregel shelo regel yachid mederabanan, because he's in his personal simcha, which is only rabbinic. V'ta'aniot elu derabim, and these fast days, which are days of mourning for the public, are days for the public. Eat avelu derabim v'dachi regel derabanan. The public mourning of the Jewish people pushes away the personal happiness of this chassan. End of the day, we come out with the same conclusion. Chassan and Akala have to fast, but for two totally different reasons. The first reason is, tshuva could combine into the wedding festivities. After all, on the day of your wedding, you can fast. So of course you can fast if the whole day is about tshuva. Comes along the Ritva and says, no, that's not the reason. Why do we fast? I read again.
Because it's a public it's
day
a public of
commemorating the not commemoration of mourning. He says the public mourning pushes away the personal simcha. Just like a yontif comes along, which is a public day of happiness, and pushes away personal avelus. So a person is sitting shiva before Pesach, and Pesach comes in, we push away his avelus because this public simcha. The Ritva just turns it on its head, says, take the other side of the coin. The public mourning will push away your simcha. So they both agree. A chassan has to fast, but for two different reasons. One reason is, he can do tshuva like everyone else. It can combine into his wedding festivities. It's not counter to his wedding festivities. But according to the Bir Halacha, who quotes the Ritva, it is counter. Why? Because it's not a day of tshuva, it's a day of mourning. But the public mourning pushes away your personal simcha. And the third and final ramification is what Bruce alluded to before, after talking about what happens if it falls on Shabbos, and the second one is, why does a chassan fast, is the following. We all know that a fast day outside of Tisha B'Av, we say slichos. Just in parentheses, why don't we say slichos on Tisha B'Av? We say kinos, but we don't say slichos. Why not?
Kinos is in place of it.
No, that wouldn't make sense at all. Kinos is lamentations. It's saying how terrible things were and whatnot. It has a totally different character than slichos. Slichos is asking God for forgiveness. Yes, we mention on this and this day, this happened on this day, that happened, but it also has the element of slicha, asking God for repentance. Why don't we do that on Tisha B'Av?
Tisha B'Av, we're the ones who have to do the repentance because we did the Chet Ego on Tisha B'Av.
We also did Chatayim and Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. As a matter of fact, in the Gemara, there is absolutely no difference in terms of the amount of things that happened on Tisha B'Av versus the amount of things that happened on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. How many things happened on Tisha B'Av according to the Gemara? Subsequently, many more happened, but I'm saying in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, five. How many on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz?
Also five.
Five. There's no difference in that sense.
So maybe Tisha is more commemorative mourning.
Okay, you're all guessing and guessing. I'm sorry, everyone's guessing. I'll give you the answer. It's a Shulchan Aruch. It's written before Rosh. Because Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. I give it to you to think about that and to give me an answer. How is Tisha B'Av a Moed? It is the most extreme fast day we have of mourning. And that's a Moed, no Slichas. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's no Tachanun, there's no Slichas, because it's a Moed. It's a Moed. Happy day! Moed. Tisha B'Av's Moed. Think about it. Let's close the parentheses. We come to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, we say Slichos. Where do you say Slichos?
After Shmona Esrei.
We say after Shmona Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch says on the left side, V'yesha in nogim lomar Slichot, adachar siyum yudchet brachot, after the Shmona Esrei, v'chen in higu akad monim be'eretz Yisrael, v'huam in haganachon. This is the right custom, and indeed that's our custom. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings first a different custom. Nogim lahabot Slichot b'brichat slach lanu. So imagine you would daven your Shmona Esrei, right? And then the Chazan would do Chazarat Hashatz, just like on Yom Kippur. The Chazarat Hashatz would have been longer. At Slach Lanu Avinu Kichatanu, which means what?
Forgive us,
O Father, we have sinned. Mechal Lanu Malkeinu Kifashanu. Forgive us, O King, because we indeed sinned. At that point, you would say the Slichos. And then he would finish Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanan Amar Beli Sloach, and finish the Shmona Esrei. Just like on Yom Kippur, in the middle of the Chazarat Hashatz in the Ashkenazi communities, we have the Slichos in the middle of the Chazarat Hashatz. Which bracha would the Shulchan Aruch pick? Of all the brachas, we have many brachas. So if you would have said it's a day of mourning, I would have said, and which bracha would you pick? We don't have Jerusalem yet rebuilt. And there, you would put in all the mourning parts of the day. But that's not what bracha he picked. Which bracha did he pick? Slach lanu. Why? Because if it's a day of tshuva, that's the whole idea of a fast day, then which bracha do you pick? The bracha of tshuva, slach lanu. On the other hand, according to our custom, where you push it off to the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, basically what are you saying? It's a day of mourning. Yes, mourning. Slicha, mechila, it all goes together. But because it's mourning, per se, it has no place in the Shmoneh Esrei, in the Slach Lanu bracha. It's after the Shmoneh Esrei. Now yes, I can hear a third point of view that says, no, the only reason it's on the Shmoneh Esrei is not to make a hefsek. But we make hefseks in Shmoneh Esrei. We put in piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So we could have put in slichos over here too. Instead, he says, do it at the end. In my humble opinion, what is this based on?
It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, where it's more of
if it's mourning. A day of mourning, after Shmoneh Esrei, we mourn, just like on Tisha B'Av, after we put back the Sefer Torah Kinos. But if it's a day of tshuva, then when you say slach lanu, you should do an ultra slach lanu. Let it go on for 20 minutes. And that's exactly what I think this machlokas is based on. Is it a day of tshuva, per se? That's the means to the end? The fasting is to lead to tshuva? Or is it a day of mourning? And finally, we get to the last ramification. If you have an art school sitter and other sitters, you could see that at the end of the Amidah, it says on a fast day, you should say the following, especially at Mincha. It's based on a Gemara in Brachos. Rav Sheshet, ki hava yatev betanitim, Rav Sheshet would sit in the fast day, but har dematzli, after he finished davening, amar hachi, he would say as follows, Ribon Olam, Master of the Universe, you know that when the Beis HaMikdash was built, a person used to sin, he would bring a korban. Now we have no Beis HaMikdash. So please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accept the fact that as I fasted, my chelev and my dam diminished. Because when you fast, your body continues to function. Your cells need to continue to breathe. So what do they go for, first and foremost?
They burn your
fats. There's no fats, they go to your proteins. So as you're fasting, since we're all overweight, they go to our fast. They go to our fats. Chelev is a fatty part of the animal. This is the bracha he used to make. Hiratzol milfanecha, may it be your will, God, shiyeh chelbi v'dami shenitmaet, my blood and my fats, which have diminished during this fast day, kiilui kraftiv lefanecha al gabei ha-mizbeach, it should be as if we put it on the mizbeach. Now this is the bracha, this is the tefillah of Rav Sheshet in the Gemara. How do you understand it? Based on our shir today. There's two elements here. There's two key words here. One is Beis HaMikdash, Korban, etc. The other is the word, the following. He didn't say, Ribono Olam, and we used to bring Korbanos, and now we don't have Korbanos. What did he say? Goylu Lefanecha. You know, Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, Adam Chote Umakriv Korban. A person sins and brings a Korban. So, how do you understand this tefillah? I can see the Rambam looking at this and saying, hey, due respect to Beis HaMikdash, which he's invoking, there's no question. And yes, the fast days have to do with the destruction of the temple, yes. But what did he specifically point out, Rav Sheshet? Sin! Namely, my point of view that the fast day is a means to tshuva. And at the end of the fast day, you say this as part of your tshuva process. You say, God, if I really wanted to do full tshuva, it wouldn't be enough to do it in my heart and my head. I would bring a korban, but unfortunately I don't have a korban, so let this be in place of a korban. When the Shulchan Aruch would read this, what would he say? All right, he mentioned the word sin. But what's the main element here? If you have to sum up what he said, there's five lines here. He's talking about used to have the Beis HaMikdash, and now I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Now, take this tefillah, and I'm going to throw it out to you. At the beginning of this year, I kept on saying, don't bring in Ta'anis Esther. Would you say this on Ta'anis Esther?
No.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, probably not. Ta'anis Esther has nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash and whatnot. According to the Rambam, absolutely, as a day of tshuva. You would put it in on Ta'anis Esther as well. You could put it in on Yom Kippur as well. And indeed, the Gemara doesn't say only on the four fast days. It says, Rav Sheshet. Ki aviyata v'ta'anitam Rav Sheshet used to fast. He used to say this. So indeed, we found today two different reasons why we fast. The first reason is as a means of mourning, and the second is a means to tshuva. And we're just using these days as a means to tshuva. And we found various ramifications between the two. What happens if it falls out on Shabbos? You can do tshuva on Shabbos, but you can't mourn. What about a chassan? We saw everyone agrees he fasts, but for two different reasons. One reason is he can fast and do tshuva and be happy at the same time. Just like Yom Kippur is a day of happiness, it breaks up your shiva, and we do tshuva. According to the Ritva, no. It's a day of mourning, and the public mourning eradicates your personal happiness. The third ramification was, when do you say slichos? If slichos is a means to mourn, after Shmoneh Esrei. If slichos is a means to tshuva, it should be in the Shmoneh Esrei, at which bracha? Slach lanu. And finally, we saw the famous tefillah of Rav Sheshet printed in many sitters. And the question is, what do you put the emphasis on? Did he put the emphasis on the fact that he invoked specifically Adam Chote Umakriv Korban, a person's sins? And now that I'm doing tshuva, it's a whole day of tshuva, I can't bring a korban? Or do you put the emphasis on the fact that he's talking about Beis HaMikdash, which we no longer have, which is very much the reason why we fast on these days? Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Tevis are all connected to the korban Beis HaMikdash in one way or another. And therefore, we throw out the question, would he say it on Tanis Esther? Because Tanis Esther has nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash per se, but it could definitely be a day of tshuva. We say Slichos on Tanis Esther too. And therefore, those are the ramifications we found. So again, once again, around this table, when you find two different points of view in the Rishonim, you could say wonderful drushes on it. But if you can find halachic ramifications between them, then you say, well, there's probably two different points of view here. There's two experiences of a fast day. One of the Rambam and one of the Shulchan Aruch, and they experienced it totally differently. Yeah.
Since Chazal didn't put the prayer in the Slach Lanu at the end of the day, does that trump the other issues?
Which prayer?
This acknowledgement of a fast day we put at the end. We
don't. The Gemara says you do it Batar de Matzli. He would say it after he davened.
So I'm saying therefore, at the end of the day, does mourning trump the other one? Because if they thought that really the truth,
I don't know.
Over,
if
it,
that's
would put
not
it in the Slach Lanu part.
No. I don't think so. Because Chazal would then mitaken it as part of the bracha. Chazal didn't mitaken it as part of the bracha.
And they could have.
They didn't. This is Rav Sheshet's personal practice.
Yeah.
It is printed in many sitters because at the end of davening you can add in prayers. They did not accept Chazal. The majority of the sages in the Gemara didn't accept this Rav Sheshet addition.
Right.
That's fine. That could be because they didn't like it. That's because they didn't like the connotations, whatever the reasons are. But if you want to say it at the end, my question is, why are you saying it? Is it because you're mourning all day for the Beis HaMikdash and you mention it at the end of the day? Or is it because it's a means to tshuva? Now, you can take this shir a step further to all the practices that we have on the specific day of a fast day. I didn't put it on the page, but let's just take it one step further. What's the Torah reading for a fast day? Again, Tisha B'Av will leave out, it's a little different. Vayechal Moshe et Bnei Hashem Elokav, the whole story of Chet HaEgel, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yud Gimel Midot. Now we all know that, and the Gemara says that when you sin, you should say the Yud Gimel Midot, Yasul Lefanayka Seder Hazeh. If you do what the Yud Gimel Midot does, and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. Parenthetically, the Gemara never says to say it and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. It's not an ATM machine. Say it, you get forgiveness, but rather,
say it and you hope.
It says, do it. Ya'asu lefanayka seder aseh. That's a whole different shir. In any case, we read this particular Torah reading, and then at Mincha we read the Haftorah, which says, Dirshu Hashem behimatz'o, kera'u bi'yilto karov, search out God when He's near. And we go in, Yazov Rasha Darko V'Yishaben Machshavotav, a wicked person should leave his wicked ways. So, looking at that particular Torah reading, talking about the Chet HaEgel and the forgiveness for it, and the Haftorah where Yishayahu says a person should repent, what would you say? What's the fast day about?
Well, like it's repentance.
Repentance, right? That's very nice. Torah reading, you probably got a point there. It's about repentance. Okay. However, how would the Shulchan Aruch look at it? What happens at the end of the Haftorah? All of a sudden, at the end of the Haftorah, see, it's always interesting. When you have a Haftorah, you can read a lot, a little. Where does the Haftorah end? Second to last pasuk of the Haftorah. You all know it. We had many fast days this year. We read it. I'll start it. Finish it for me. V'haviotim el har kochi. V'simachtim bevei tfilati. Alotehem v'sivchihem l'ratzon al misbechi. Ki beiti vei tfila yikare l'chol ha'amim. Sounds familiar? I will translate, and you shall bring us to your Beis HaMikdash, and it will be a place of prayer for all the nations of the world and whatnot. Probably the Shulchan Aruch would say, what's the final word on a fast day? Talking once again about returning to the Beis HaMikdash. Right. So what is the Haftorah about? Mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. Yearning for a Beis HaMikdash. So you can look at the Haftorah and say, it's a whole tshuva thing, or you can look at the Haftorah and say, no, it's a means to mourn. Therefore, the Haftorah ends with the words, V'haviotim el har kochi, v'simachtim b'vei tfilati. So as you could see, we're going to go into the Shiva Asar B'Talmud coming up, if indeed things don't change. And in my humble opinion, we have to have these two things in mind. We shouldn't paskin on this shaila. On the one hand, we have to mourn for what was. But on the other hand, we have to do tshuva for what is. And we have a lot to do tshuva for. And the list is very long this year. Much to my dismay. And I'm not talking about other communities, I'm talking about our community. The rhetoric in the last few days between rabbis and our community has been awful. Has been radical. Has been off the wall. And these are days before Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. The way people disparage each other. The way people say, I'm right and therefore you're stupid, as opposed to saying, this is my opinion and there's other opinions out there. All within the framework of halacha. That's one little thing we can do tshuva for, and the list goes on and on and on. The rhetoric in the last few days has been awful. So we have to do tshuva for what is. On the other hand, we have to remember what was. And the way to remember it, on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, is to think about what was and to mourn for what was. To mourn for the fact that we don't have a whole chunk of mitzvos being done every day because there is no Beis HaMikdash where we can bring korbanos, etc. So that's exactly why I think it's important to take the Rambam to heart and the Shulchan Aruch to heart. It's a means and a day of mourning, but it's also a means for tshuva. And both are relevant and important, especially this year. I could probably say that every year, but I have to say that honestly, I feel it so much more this year because it's happening in our community. The rhetoric is awful. The rhetoric that has been happening in the last few days is inexcusable. Not so much what people are saying, but how they're saying it. And to go on like this is unacceptable. So we have a lot to do tshuva for, and we also have a lot, unfortunately, to mourn for. Bezrat Hashem, I hope and pray that these days will turn into yontivs, when we'll have nothing to mourn for anymore, but also we'll have nothing to do tshuva for. We should get close to those days, hopefully soon.